Blog Talk Radio.
Praises goes
rise up. I'm telling you, my God, there's nothing else you could do. You might as well just go ahead and praise God. Amen. There's nothing else you could do about your situation. Amen. It's nothing. It doesn't make no sense to allow the situation to beat you down. Amen. So you might as well just rejoice. If you really are truly a believer, and my God Almighty, and you believe that God could do it, exceeding above all things, amen, you might as well just go ahead and rejoice and go ahead and thank him, amen. So God bless you all this morning, amen. Eastern Standard Time, and we just thank God for each and every one of you all over the world. We just thank God for each and every one of you for coming on in, especially our friends and families over there in Nigeria. Thank God for you all, amen. My God, for making us one of your number one place to where you come in to join in with us, and my God, and get the word of God, amen. And I just want to just give God the glory for each and every one of you just hanging in there, especially in this day and time, amen. You just hanging in there, just keeping your faith, amen. And most of the time, amen, you got to do what you have to do to keep yourself motivated and keep yourself going forward, amen. And I'm telling you, I know without a shadow of doubt, it's truly a blessing, amen. And it's going to bless your life, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It's about you as an individual, regardless of how you give, how much you give, how well you bless others, and what you do for others, amen. But it's going to all boil down to you. You as an individual, that's what it's going to boil down to, amen. So we just thank God for what he is doing, and we just bless him and bless his holy name, amen. I'm telling you, you might as well just keep praising God in spite of what you go through and in spite of what it is. And at the end of the day, no weapon that is formed against you shall not prosper. Amen. We just want to keep going, and we're going to keep pushing, and we're going to keep on, my God, keeping on. Amen. I just bless God. Listen, let's go into our word of prayer with our very own Minister Shaquita. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle, and good morning. Thanks. Once again, we thank you for tuning in with us to commune and praise the Lord, and thank you, God, for coming in with us, oh God, and communing and sitting in and gracing us with your presence, oh God. Thank you, Holy Ghost, as I decrease in me and increase in you, Holy Ghost, we thank you, God, for this day, oh God, like never before, oh God. We continue, God, to walk in boldness of you, oh God. We will continue, God, to walk, God, with you, oh God, like never before, God, and grasping your gifts of you, oh God, as we continue, God, to pour out ourselves before you, oh God, continue, God, to pour in us the things that we need for us, our God, in our life, oh God, for us, oh God, to be better people, oh God, better men and women of you, oh God, better men and women of God, to show the world that the truth of you, oh God, is true, oh God, and it's a believable thing, God, to have in your life, God, to know you, God, to love you, God, it's a true blessing, God, a true honor, God, we thank you, God, for the gift of love, oh God, the gift of joy, oh God, the gift of blessing, oh God, the gift for mercy, God, the gift of salvation, God, the things that you're doing in our life, oh God, that we cannot fathom, oh God. We thank you, God, for these are true blessings, oh God. We thank you, God, for the men and women that in our life, oh God, that bring us into the trueness of ourselves, oh God. We thank you, God, for them, oh God. Continue, God, to pour in them, oh God, so they continue, God, to educate us, oh God, so we know, God, right from wrong. We thank you, God, for us, oh God. We thank you, God, for continuing to, God, to walk out into before us, God, and head our heads of protection, God, over our life, oh God, over our community, oh God, over our family, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. Continue, God, to watch over the children, God, that's going out in this world, oh God, today, folks in their education, oh God. Continue to lift them up and give them the strength, oh God, so God, because they truly need it, God, for this world, oh God. It's a daunting world, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, for the men and women, God, that's going out in men in this work, oh God, in this world again today, oh God, to making this world a better place for us to live, God. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for you, oh God. We thank you, God, for them, oh God. Continue to lift them up, oh God. Continue to give us the strength, oh God, to walk in the boldness of you, oh God, like never before, oh God. I love you, God, like never before, oh God. Continue, God, to give us the gifts that we need, God, because truly, God, it's been a blessing, God, to know you, to love you, God, to learn you more and more every day, oh God, as we continue to search your face, oh God. We thank you, God, and continue to lift you up and lift your holy name and praise your name, oh God, like never before, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, for the know-how, God. We thank you, God, for the gifts, oh God. We thank you, God, for all that you do. It's truly, God,
a blessing, oh God, to love you, to know you, God, to search you, God, and commune for you, God, commune with you, oh God. As we continue, God, we thank you, God, for this day, oh God, like never before. And it's in your name, God, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. We just give my God a body. We just give Minister Shaquita, amen. My God, what an awesome prayer. Amen. We just thank God for her. And I'm telling you, saints of God, we just want to continue to bless the Lord. I want you to continue to bless the Lord with me. And I'm telling you, you need to continue to bless the Lord for your life. Amen. Because at the end of the day, my God, this race is not given to the source of the strong, but he that endures to the end. And I truly believe without a shadow of doubt that you are a endurer. So you might as well just go ahead and give God a praise. Amen. Because at the end of the day, this too shall pass. Can I speak to somebody else that and let them know that this too shall pass? Can I speak to an international country to let them know that this too shall pass? I know you may not see the light at the end of the tunnel, but you best to believe you keep in focus, you're going to begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel, because not everything is not made to be in your life forever. Amen. A breakthrough is coming your way. A breakthrough is coming your way. Somebody just go ahead and give God the praise, and I just want to lift him up and thank him once again. Listen, for the last couple of days, amen, we just be in talking about the Holy Ghost really defining some things, getting some meaning, his purpose, why he's here, amen, and begin to look at the different things and different scenarios, amen, to where we begin to etch people out and etch different things out, amen, and begin to put the accountability back on our life, amen, for we can begin to walk in this blessing, because at the end of the day, the comforter of the Holy Ghost is here for me and for you, is for us, amen, my God, is for us, and it's according to the will of the Lord, amen, that he has for our life, and that's something that people of God, you really have to understand when you're pertaining to anything that dealing with the Spirit of God, amen, it's not going to go outside of the will of God pertaining to whatever and whoever and for his life. Amen. You really have to understand that. And so many people, amen, begin to take different things out of context. And I don't fault them, amen. Or I don't fault them. I fault sometimes is to what we've been taught, is what we've been exposed to. And sometimes is what you've been taught, it could begin to have your sense of directions of how you're going to begin to learn or receive information, amen, and begin to shape your perspective, amen. Different things in life can shape your perspective. Different things in relationship, it can shape your perspective, amen. How relationship done affect you, how different things in life done affect you, it can shape your perspective, and that's how many people begin to bring their interpretation, how they see things, how they comprehend things, how they understand things, it begin to resonate with the inside of them. And a lot of times it's been what people go through, amen. It shaped the perspective. Let someone that went through relationship after relationship and all it been just a bunch of drama, they'll begin to say, amen, I'm not getting into no relationship, because every relationship I get into, it ain't nothing but a bunch of drama. So these other relationships, that your past relationship that you was in, it shaped your perspective. So that's what you see in a relationship, bunch of drama. Some people begin to say, amen, amen, there's no sense of me trying to talk to someone for some help, because every time I talk to somebody, it seems like my business or my situation get out in the streets. Some everybody know about my business, amen. So even that conversation pertaining to them individual, it begin to shape your perspective and bring you into a place to where, no, I don't want to talk to no one. Every time I talk to someone, regardless if it could be a new person you just met, a person that been around you for years, amen, you begin to hold things back, amen. You begin to have these areas to where you hold things back because why? Of the different things that done happened in your past, and it began to bring trauma in your life. And a lot of people, they begin to have spiritual trauma. They begin to have spiritual trauma. Well, so has natural trauma. Trauma that begin to shape their perspective in the spirit realm and begin to shape their perspective in life. This is where I find out not all people have bad issues. Even though I might not or we might not, amen, I probably cannot work with you, but I don't see you as a bad individual. Some people don't went through so much of trauma in life to where certain areas in their life, amen, unless they are willing to lay down and go through that pain of surgery, amen, to deal with these areas, amen, certain trauma people always going to keep with them because they are damaged, amen. That's one thing that the Lord shared with me years ago, amen, when I began to go out and witness and different things like that. The Lord shared with me, he said, son, you need to stop witnessing like that. And I said, God, what is wrong? He said, because you trying to deal with people as if they are well. These are not well people. These are people that are damaged. So for you to begin to witness, you got to have to learn how to witness to damaged people. These are people that went through trauma. These are people that went through being backstabbed, lying on, disappointed, hurt, amen, kicked around, amen. People that they did not honor their words that they don't put out there. So you're dealing with damaged individuals, amen. Individuals that don't went through things, not only spiritually, not only naturally, but also spiritually, amen. And now things begin to shape your perspective according to how you see scripture, how you see verses, how you see the Bible. It begins to shape your perspective, how you begin to see relationship naturally and spiritually. And because of that, and this is where this slick and cunning enemy done came in at. This slick and cunning enemy, he'd come in into the facts of things that begin to bring trauma into your life. Many people waiting on him to bring on some false stuff and some lies stuff and different things like that. How can he be the father of lies, or how can he be effective in his lies, and why would the Bible use him as an angel of light, amen, if he always do things that is just so obvious? It's obvious, amen. The Bible say he's slick and cunning. So if he always do things that is so so obvious, amen, with you or with anybody life or here on earth, amen, you'll always pick him out. You'll always, begin to define who he is. So he becomes less effective, amen, in this world. He becomes very less effective. But because of his slick and cunning nature, amen, he loved to use, my God, that situation and begin to shape the perspective. Because one thing about the enemy, and the enemy knows that if it could shape your perspective, how you could see things, it can navigate you down on a different path. It can navigate you down in different relationships. It can prevent you from connecting. It can prevent you from hooking up. It can prevent you from doing a whole bunch of different things because why? You've been damaged, amen? You've been damaged, amen? And you're not trying to get past these areas and be healed. So your perspective of life, your perspective of relationship, your perspective of people, amen, your perspective of trying to bring in friends or different things like that, that area becomes contaminated, amen. And the enemy begin to work that area because it always, watch this, and I'll share this with the church some time ago, that the second heavens, that's the demonic realm, the princes of powers, rules of darkness, amen. They're always trying to imitate the kingdom of heaven. They try to set up the same system as the kingdom of heaven. So they're trying to imitate the kingdom of heaven. The Bible declares in the book of John what the Holy Ghost, my God, not only is there as the master teacher, but also the Bible declares in the book of John, the 14th chapter, that the Holy Ghost is also brings back remembrance. remembrance. Amen. It brings back remembrance. Well, what the enemy does, amen, he brings back memories, amen, remembrance about the different things you went through. So now it tells you you need to keep this wall up. You need to put this up. You might not trust these people. It's the same thing. It's the same look, amen, that when you was in this one relationship, this is how it started out. Everything started out good. Everything started out right, amen. And now, amen, all this, now they don't betray you. They don't stab you. They don't did all this stuff to you. You better watch them because, and now instead of you, my God, engaging into a healthy relationship, you begin to walk cautiously and try to find signs. And you best to believe you're going to get what you're looking for. And so many people get what they are looking for, amen. And we begin to walk into these areas, and we begin to walk into these areas to where we begin to find signs, signs in church, signs in relationship, signs in friends, signs in different things that comes your way, signs in life, signs on a job, signs on coworkers on a job. We begin to live our lives, my God, with not only natural paranoia, but spiritual paranoia. So we have spiritual paranoia also with natural paranoia. So we got these two paranoia things going on, and now we're trying to keep a spiritual foundation with God. So now we begin to grab scriptures and that scripture, and these scriptures are shaped now towards our perspective of life of what we went through. Amen? It's shaped to our perspective of life. So now we grab verses. We don't grab the whole story. We begin to grab verses that complement our perspective. And one thing about the enemy, he don't give a care how much church you have. He don't give a care how much verses that you have inside of you, but it's the only when you start making productivity in life, when you start making progress, amen, and don't allow things to affect you and don't allow everyone to be affected to you, he is not worrying about that. But the moment you make up in your mind, amen, that I'm not going to allow things to, I'm not going to allow the last relationship to affect me with this relationship. I'm not going to allow the last issue to affect me, my God, with what's going on with right now, amen, because at the end of the day, characteristics, amen, will always repeat itself. I don't care who it is, but the characteristics of certain things are going to repeat itself, amen. Characteristics of someone that got an issue with you, the characteristics of someone look like they got an issue with you, characteristics of personalities, characteristics of individual perspective, amen, it's always going to repeat itself in your life, amen. And we have to understand that the different characteristics, the different things, it begin to shape the perspective and it begin to shape your area, how you begin to perceive what we call, watch this, the Holy Ghost, amen, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, amen. And because of that, many people don't move with the Holy Ghost effectively. It's not used effectively for where? In their life. Because we're too busy trying to figure out the Holy Ghost in church. The Holy Ghost being used by somebody. The Holy Ghost is on the scene all the time, 24/7, amen, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It never sleeps and never slumbers, amen. It's always on the scene all the time. The question is, what you trying to activate, is it the will of God or not the will of God? Because many people want to activate or trying to get the Holy Spirit on something, but it may not be the will of God. One thing about the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they are not going to cross up on each other. You best believe that. The Holy Spirit is not going to go on the out of the will of God for your life. It's not going to go out of the will of God for your situation. It's there to be the master teacher, the master guider, my God, for the will of God for who? For your life. And it's always going to get based down to decisions. It's going to be your choices which way you want to make. I shared last night, my God Almighty, with the church, my God, it's not going to control you. It's not going to be someone that going to mechanically robot control you and tell you to go and just grab you and you go this way, going to grab you, you go left, it's going to snatch you and pull you backwards, going to snatch you and pull you forward. It's not going to control you, amen. It's really give you choices and options by saying, I don't think you don't want to do that, go that way, or that's where you need to go. You need to pray. You need to do this. My God, it's just going to give you things to influence your life for you to begin to make certain decisions. This is where we have to embrace the Holy Ghost. My God, many people need to get out of this stuff with people's lives. Amen. We're so caught up with folks' lives and what folks doing in their lives and who and the next individual finna get ready to stab us and the next individual I need to watch out because they are not right. You dealing with some spiritual trauma. You done been traumatized. Amen. I use this phrase with my wife all the time. I use this phrase, amen. I'm not worrying about what going on around us. All that stuff there, they can keep it all around us. I'm not caring about none of that stuff. But when they bring it to your front door, that's when you need to deal with it. Amen. When they bring it to your front door, that's when issues need to be dealt. Other than that, let folks say what they want to say. Let things be what they want to be. You need to stay focused on your life. You need to be focused on your walk. Amen. Can I tell church people something? Get out of everybody's life and business and all this stuff that, yeah, I wish they get it together. They need to be a two-man. Focus on you because you don't know the plan of God that he got for somebody's life. You don't know the plan and the will of God. Sometimes God will lie. Sometimes the hand of God is upon people. Amen. And he still have not snatched them out the crack house yet. Sometimes the hand of God is still upon people. He still have not stopped them or snatched them from the spirit of my God fornicating and all this kind of stuff. We don't know the hand of God that he has on people's life, but we have a tendency, my God, to speak as we know that the hand of God, who is on and what is on. You don't know the will of God for your life. Amen. The will of God for everyone's life. You don't know the will of God for the saints of God or the peoples of God, sons and daughters, for their life. That's somebody that is big. My God, that is somebody that is bored and don't have much else to do. Amen. So we have to understand that if we're going to engage into the different things pertaining to the Spirit of God, amen, we need to engage into different things pertaining to our walk and our relationship with God. And that's the number one factor, amen, for the Spirit of God to be effective or the Holy Ghost to really take effect into your life, amen. Now, this Holy Ghost is not an emotional being, amen. Many people begin to use their emotion because their emotion, natural emotions, is responding to the different things that they are feeling going on inside of them. So many people try to use emotions. They go, they get, especially in the prayer, they get all loud and they get all this kind of stuff here and all that. That doesn't mean that the Holy Ghost, no. That's somebody's emotions, amen. That's their emotion. And maybe it's responding to what they feel and how they feel, amen. That's their emotion. The Spirit of God is not an emotional spiritual being. Amen. It is a being that has very well great self-control, peace, amen, and understanding about different things. That's why it behooves me to where individuals, we are supposed to be filled with the Holy Ghost, but yet we cannot walk with peace and understanding about situation, about certain things, amen. We can't move on from lies that people don't told. We can't move on from backstabbing and betrayal that people don't done, but yet we are filled with the Holy Ghost, amen. You have to understand, regardless of what everyone done did or what people done did, they still are souls to God. They still are sons and daughters to who? Of the Most High, amen. Why would God want to bring down rains of brimstone fire to burn up his souls, my God, that he given grace and mercy to, for they could get delivered, they could get their change, for they could get their life changed, for the kingdom of heaven could continue to enlarge its territory, amen, because you feel some type of way to let you down. You have to understand that everyone, whatever their sow it, they will also reap it. Amen. I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost that you will walk fully into the things of God. You will begin to, in your reaping season, I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that the things that you're going to begin to sow is the things that is going to be beneficial to you in your life. I declare and decree that you're going to make up in your mind. You're going to begin to walk with wise decisions. You're going to begin to see with wisdom, and you are not going to contaminate or sabotage your life because of the things that you begin to engage in and sow into. And when your reaping season comes, instead of you reaping the things that you need to enhance your life, you're reaping judgment and you're reaping devastation because of the things that you done sowed into your life. You best believe, saints of God, that in life, amen, don't think when you walk with God, everything is covered. Amen. No, 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 no. You best believe, because people doesn't see you. You best believe you still walk. You still, my God, will end up with different things in your life. And the Holy Ghost job is to try to prevent these things from happening in your life. For you could continue to walk into what I call residual blessings. Amen. Residual blessing. That's where you be blessed and you stay blessed. Amen. It's residual blessing, not residual hardship. Amen. But residual blessing. The Holy Ghost is there trying to keep, get out of that. Hush up with that. Stop that. Don't even engage into that. Back up out of that. Amen. Let me teach you what the word say about that. Get into your word. Amen. Let me show you. You're out of order. Don't do that. Amen. My God, sit down. You need to pray a little bit more. As a matter of fact, you need to fast a little bit more. Amen. You need to sit down. Turn off your TV. You need to do this. The Holy Ghost is there trying to keep you and allow you to continue to walk that what you've been asking for, helping you to plant these different things, what you've been asking for. It is your guider. It is your voice of reasoner. It is your individual, amen, that is there with you and trying to help you and be a blessing to you, amen. Come on, saints of God, amen, because at the end of the day, God want to see your life blessed. At the end of the day, God want to see you to walk in miracles, but he's a man that he shall not lie, nor the son of man that he shall not repent. I want to let you know something, because he love you, he will not bend his structure of the rules of the kingdom for you. Because he love you, he's not going to look over the different things that he tells us to don't do. My God, stay in the wheel, stay in different things of. Because he love you, amen, he's not going to move to side and give you this free pass. Amen. You have to understand, he is a forgiving God. He is a forgiving God, but it doesn't mean because he forgave you that your consequences that you deserve, that he's going to bypass that. Amen. Oh, no, 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 no. It doesn't mean none of that stuff. Amen. That the consequences that he gave you, he bypassed that. Amen. Every man, it doesn't matter who you are. Amen. Whatever you sow it, you shall reap it. And that's what the Holy Ghost did. The Holy Ghost is, my God, is much more to allow you to feel the Spirit. It's much more to allow you to be used in ministers and elders' lives and begin to do that. The Holy Ghost there and want to manifest in your life. Imagine you using the spirit of discernment to get into that financial area what you need to go. Imagine you using the spirit of discernment, amen, to begin to use discernment, the connection of relationship and the connection of different things that God is trying to mend within your life and people that he's trying to connect you with. Imagine you use the spirit of discernment for the right reason in your life. Prophesize him for the right reason. The Bible declares this in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, of the manifestation of individual as the Holy Ghost manifesting. Amen. Prophesizing is what. Imagine, my God, you begin to operate in the Holy Ghost, prophesizing about your life, prophesizing about, my God Almighty, different things pertaining into you what you want to come to pass. Imagine you operating in the Holy Ghost, my God Almighty, and using the spirit of prophecy, begin to prophesy to your future right now. You begin to tell your future, I shall live and not die, and declare the works of God. Amen. I tell my future, amen, me and my household, we shall live and not die, and declare the works of God. I prophesy that I will receive all the harvest and all the blessings that God has on my life, not only on my life, but also on my family. Besides, in the name of Jesus, amen, that it shall be what the enemy think that is going to happen. It will not succeed. It will not happen, because for me in my house, we shall serve the Lord. Amen. Amen. So many of us, my God, we don't got too church-minded. What I mean by that, we don't got program. We got program. We don't bring the church, or we don't bring the accolades of the ministry to the house. Amen. And that's your dwelling place. That's your home. We leave it in the building. We leave it, my God Almighty, at a location. That's where we'll leave it at. Amen. Instead of bringing the church or the ministry or the accolades of the ministry in your own house, for you can begin to walk and live into them standards and begin to walk into the different things of the manifestation of the Spirit of God. Amen. We leave it at a location. Amen. That's why I thank God for the, you know, I love this pandemic. Amen. Because now, my God, if you want to have church, majority of the time, you're having church in your home. You're having church probably riding by yourself. Amen. Because that's the true essence of church. My God, it's right there in your dwelling places, in your home. We just congregate ourselves together and have a church or have different things with each other. But the true essence of ministry is right there in your personal life. It's right there in your home. I dare you to begin to operate out of prayer. And my God, with the Holy Ghost, and begin to speak these different things in your home, on your family, and begin to allow the Holy Ghost to lead you and guide you from the different things that you done spoke. Amen. Walk into wisdom, walk into peace, my God Almighty, walk into the different things that God has for you. I declare and decree it in the name of Jesus that at the end of the day, it is so. You shall walk into the blessings of God. I declare and decree that no longer you're going to use the Holy Ghost as if it's an instrument that do assassin work for you and in your life, as if that is an instrument that is hired to be a spiritual hitman for you in your life. But I declare and decree that you're going to begin to walk into the different things pertaining to the Holy Ghost in your life, that you're going to walk into the things of God, amen, that God chose it for your life. I declare and decree that 1 Corinthians that it speaks about pertaining to things in your life, that you shall begin to walk in it. You shall begin to walk into the different things pertaining to your life. I declare and decree that you're going to use the, my God, the different things of the manifestation. When the Spirit of God comes upon you, it comes upon you, my God, with wisdom. It comes upon you with understanding. The spirit of discernment, amen. It comes upon you of diversities of different styles and different things. How are you going to go about your life to the place of success, to the place, my God, that God chose for you. I declare and decree that you're going to get your mind and you're going to get your spirit from wandering in everybody else's life, from wandering, amen, my God, in different things that is going on around you. I declare and decree and free you for being, my God Almighty, a hostage to spiritual paranoia, a hostage to natural paranoia. You still are paranoia, my God, on the last lie, on the last backstabbing, on the last betrayal that it untook you in your life. I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost that it will not be so. You shall walk boldly into the things of God. You shall speak boldly pertaining to, concerning your life and concerning the different things that God doth infuse and put into your life. Well, so it be your children's, your seed, your career, your job, whatever God done placed blessed in your life. I'm declaring and decreeing in the name of Jesus that it will be so. You shall walk upright. Never you shall hold your head down again and being stressed out and overwhelmed. I prophesy it in the name of Jesus. You shall walk with peace, the activation of the Holy Ghost. You shall walk with a clear head, the activation of the Holy Ghost. I declare and decree that you're going to learn how to activate the Holy Ghost in your house. You're going to learn how to activate the Holy Ghost in your life, in your walk, in the name of Jesus. It shall be so. Hallelujah. It shall be so. We have to understand, saints of God, that God cares about your life as individuals. That's something that I had to learn how to do. I had to learn that I could care without caring. What do you mean by that, Pastor? I could care for people without caring. How is that? That don't even make sense. I care about your life. And I care about where you're going. And care about the different things that God has for you. But it's your life choice that you make. So many people could care about you so much to where it begins to have effect on them. Basically, by me saying I care without caring, I'm not going to allow your life decisions that you choose to make. And this is how you have to stand with people. You're not going to allow their life decisions that they choose to make to have an effect on you, have effect on your life. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that you'll stop allowing the things around you that people, individuals, friends, family, cousins, anybody, my God, allow their decisions that they make with life have effect on your life. Because their life decisions, there's nothing that you could do about it. That's their choices that you make. You begin to care without caring. I'm going to always love you. I always care about you. But I do understand that your life decisions, is the life decisions that you make. People of God, I pray that you begin to activate the Holy Ghost in your life. Get out of this only Sunday morning Holy Ghost activation. Get out of this only prayer meeting activation. Get out of this only when somebody need a miracle working or somebody called me to do assignment of job. Holy Ghost activation. Holy Ghost is much bigger than your religious or your worship practice. It's alive in your life. 1 Corinthians 12 chapter speaks of peace. It speaks of different things. It speaks of tongue. It speaks of different things. Spirit of discernment. The Spirit of God wants to manifest in your personal life. Use discernment to begin to discern your area and discern which way God want to take you. Let the Holy Ghost guide you and discern of the Holy Ghost. Discern the Holy Ghost taking you in different paths for every promises that God said for you. Let's stop using this as looking for who are the trouble people. Who are the people coming in to use me or take things? Folks cannot use you unless you let them. People cannot use you. Amen. So don't get mad at people. If you did find somebody that has a spirit of using and you find out there was you, you allow them to. Because it's easy for you to say no. It's easy for you to say, no, I can't do this time. Amen. So focus on your life and begin to use the Holy Ghost to lead and guide you for the purpose of your life. The Holy Spirit is much more than somebody that want to operate in healing and something. It wants you to fulfill every promise that God has spoken to you in your life. It's there to help of the word of God that is spoken of your life to come to pass. God spoke healing into your life. The Holy Ghost is going to be your teacher. It's going to be, no, you don't eat that. This is not good for your cholesterol. This is going to ruin your... Leave that alone. But we as people, we got to stop overpowering the Holy Ghost. We have to stop overpowering. The Bible used terms as quenching. Well, many in the church done, the church done translate that as quenching, that the Holy Ghost trying to use you. Or we trying to have a service here. And the service trying to get on fire. Instead of you allowing God to use you, you quenched it. Well, we're dealing with emotional things. But what about quenching the Holy Ghost when he tells you, put that down, that ain't good? What about we quenching the Holy Ghost when it tells you, say, I need you to, you need to turn down this way. You need to get up and pray. My body is too tired. You just quench the Holy Ghost. You just put them on for you. What about the spiritual things? And this is why I tell people, get out of all this judgment stuff. Because you best believe there's something in that life that you haven't been taught yet. It probably hit home with you. What about you quenching the Holy Ghost? God tells you, amen, my God, stay out of that conversation. Don't bring that up. Holy Ghost said, no, don't bring that up. That ain't going to be wise. But you still brought it up. Then a big argument and a big fight. You just quenched the Holy Ghost. You just quenched the Holy Ghost. So it's many ways that we quench the Spirit of God. Either way it goes, one is not greater than the other. But let's focus on your own personal life and focus on you walking into and activating the Spirit of God in your life. And I truly believe you're going to walk into the blessings of God like never before, because it's the Holy Ghost's job to walk into the will, guide you and teach you into the will of God pertaining to your life. The question is, will you allow it, or are you going to overpower it? Or you're going to quench it? We got to understand there's different levels in the spirit realm. Not all of us, we have not hit every perfect mark. So who of us to try to discern other people's lives and look at other people's lives as if they are out of the will of God? You could be out of the will of God in your thought pattern. You could be out of the will of God because he told you to get up and pray at 3 a.m. and you did not get up and pray. So the question is, who are we to judge anybody? Because I'm pretty sure that God could shine one of them black sticks over our life to look for something that is out of order. And I'm pretty sure he will find something out of order. So let's focus on our life. Deal with what comes to your doorstep. And when it comes to your doorstep, that's when you begin to deal with it, because now it's in your area, in your arena. But until then, focus on your life. God enhance you. I hope this has been a blessing this morning, helping you to understand even a little deeper pertaining to the Holy Ghost. Now it become personal pertaining to your life. Amen. And I hope it helped you to understand that you can quench the Holy Ghost as well. You can be disobedient to the Holy Spirit as well. There's no sense of us trying to judge somebody because on a Sunday morning, they ain't of the Holy Ghost used of our perspective, because at the end of the day, it is your perspective, because the Bible speaks of different diversities of styles and gifts. So it's not only one way of operation, as we feel as though how it should be, a crying and running around, yelling, screaming, shouting. That's how we should be, amen? But the Holy Ghost is not an emotional being. The Holy Ghost is a very controlled individual. So we cannot allow the emotions dictate if that's the Holy Spirit or not. We just have to allow the guidance and the movements of the Spirit of God. Hope it's been a blessing to you. I thank God for you all, saints and friends, amen? And I give God the glory Listen, I want you to tune back in right back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. To all our families and friends, I thank God for you, for ADM members, that you are staying plugged in. You are getting a lot of knowledge pertaining to the Holy Ghost. You should be much wiser, and you should have much understanding. And you, my God, pertaining to people and their operation, and you should not allow anything that you see, amen, to, for you to begin to reject people, because now you should have the understanding how different things work and how it flows, amen. I just thank God for you all that keep on pushing, keep on praying in the Lord, and keep on thanking God for what he is doing. You keep on keeping on and keep on pressing on, because God is able and he is willing to be exceedingly and above all things in your life. God bless all of you.
Can you pray the steps of us, Lord?